How People on the Bus Survived. On October 20, 2004, a chartered bus was driving along the country road in Maizuru-shi, Kyoto-fu. On that day, western Japan was hit by a very big typhoon. A nearby river flooded and the road was covered with water. There were 37 passengers on the bus. They were a group of elderly people from Hyogo-ken. Because of the flood, the traffic was paralyzed on the road. The water came into the bus, rose higher and higher, and reached the seats on the bus. The passengers decided to get out of the bus and climb onto the roof of the bus. 37 people and the bus driver got on the roof of the bus, in the darkness, in the strong wind, under the heavy rain. Finally, the water rose above the bus roof. People's feet and knees were covered with the floodwaters. They were shaking from the cold and fear. Many of them thought that they were going to die before long. Suddenly, somebody started singing a familiar song, Ue o muite aruko. Some people joined, and soon all the people were singing loudly. They held each other's shoulders and arms tightly, so that they would not be washed away by the water. They were enormously encouraged by the singing. Around 5 a.m., after about 10 hours, the bus was discovered by an SDF helicopter. One by one, the people were lifted up into the helicopter. No life was lost, thanks to the cooperation of the people on the bus. Later, this story was published in a book entitled Busu Suibotsu Jiko, Shiawase o Kureta Jūjikan, The Submerged Bus, The 10 Hours That Gave Us Happiness, from Asahi Shippan.